Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. I think when somebody goes through an unspeakable tragedy, it can do one of two things. It can shatter them in a way that that prevents them from ever moving forward, or it can motivate them to move forward and help others. And that's exactly what our next guest is doing. Hope Houghton is a child safety advocate, author, and a host of a podcast and movement called Voices Against Filicide. Now, what is filicide? It is when one kills one's own child, and that's what happened in Hope's life. She's going to tell us about it and about her book, which is called There's Still Hope. Hope Houghton, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having me.
You're from Michigan originally, right?
Yes, I actually live in Metro Detroit currently.
Fantastic. The book, There's Still Hope, obviously your name plays into this, but tell us a little bit about your story and what happened that led you to want to help others.
Yeah, so There's Still Hope is about my life. It's a short memoir that takes the reader through everything that I've dealt with in my life. And that includes losing my two children, Alec and Lydia, to filicide. And I wanted to write this book as a light of hope for someone else going through a hard time, whether that's grief or, cancer or whatever they might go through. I believe that it will give the reader hope after tragedy.
Was that something that you found? Did you turn to others that had been through tragedy to seek inspiration?
Yes, yeah. My church and my faith are really important to me. Friends and family have guided me through this. And so if I wouldn't have all of that, I wouldn't be where I am today for sure.
Tell us a little bit about your story. What happened?
Yeah, so Alec and Lydia. Alec was 7. Lydia had just turned 6 5 days before. My estranged husband and I were going through a divorce, and there was other forms of abuse prior to the divorce. When I was going through the divorce with him, he had a psychiatric break on top of the history of violence. And so when you couple the violence with a mental illness and a psychiatric break, that is when you get violent crimes like filicide. And so, unfortunately, the judge, the family court system, it was a systemic failure, and they didn't listen to all of the red flags that were pointing to this. And unfortunately, on May 20th, 2024, he took my children's life before taking his own.
Oh my God, this is terrible. You are turning to the legislature now, asking them to pass the Alec and Lydia Act. Is this a state or a federal act, and what would it do?
So it's a state act right now in Arizona because that's where the tragedy happened. Like I said, once we pass it in Arizona, which is very, very close, it's going to the Senate floor very soon, I want to bring it to other states. And they've actually talked to representatives here in Michigan already to get the ball rolling with that. What it is, it's a child safety bill that will make sure that children are put first when there is a history of domestic violence or coercive control in the family dynamic, making sure that the judge has to stop and look at all of those factors before they make a decision to place the child with either parent. And so that's pretty much the basis of the bill, and we want to make sure that this never happens again.
Absolutely. We're talking with Hope Houghton, child safety advocate and author of the book, There's Still Hope. Hope, how did you get through this? I mean, this happened a couple of years ago. How did you come to a point where you could talk and write about this?
Yeah, it will be 2 years in a couple of weeks, May 20th, it will be 2 years. And I got through it, like I said, by my faith. And really writing the book was a healing journey, writing everything down on paper and, you know, going through every single thought that I've had throughout my whole life, all of the trauma, and, you know, obviously going through counseling extensively has also helped. But writing this book was very, very healing for me.
What advice would you have for people going through some sort of tragedy, whether it's a personal tragedy, like you said, cancer diagnosis, an illness, the loss of a loved one? What advice do you have for people?
I would say take it one day at a time. Sometimes even 1 hour at a time. You cannot look forward, you know, because you have to just keep going forward, but you can't look forward extensively because then you're going to overwhelm yourself. So just take it 1 hour at a time. Make sure that you have family and friends near you. If you have a faith and you believe in Jesus or whatever that might look like, lean on that, and you will get through this. There is still hope.
There is hope, indeed. What do you hope that readers take away from your book?
I hope that readers take away that even though all of these traumatic things have happened in my life, I keep moving forward for Alec and Lydia's legacy, for other children and families, that, you know, my life didn't, quote unquote, stop the day that they died, but it keeps moving forward in their legacy.
Hope Houghton, great talking to you. The book, There's Still Hope, by Hope Houghton. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.